Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. When we learn Chumash, we can understand the Dvar Hashem, the Word of God, in different ways, on different levels. And Shabbos, and one pasuk in particular, gives us an opportunity to think about Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, through three different frames. The pasuk tells us in the beginning of Parshas Vayakhel, in Shmos, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Gimel, something very unusual. Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Fosechem B'yom HaShabbos. The Torah tells us, do not kindle a fire in all of your dwellings on the day of Shabbos. And here is a pasuk that we can analyze through three different frames. First is the frame of parshanut, exegesis, if you want the technical English term. It's analyzing why does the Torah say what it does in the way that it does. The Torah has an intent of conveying something, and we want to understand why does it convey it in a certain way, especially when that way is unusual, either because the language or the syntax or the context is strange. So here we have a strange pasuk, because we were just taught one pasuk earlier that for 6 days we work and the seventh day we rest, and we rest from 39 different categories of work which we have from tradition. So why do we have one pasuk that's telling us about burning a fire? The second way to learn a pasuk in Chumash is through the frame of halacha, of drushes, of the sages reading between the lines and understanding the words to give us practical guidance as to how to live our lives and observe the laws of Shabbos. And the third is through the realm, the frame of agada, of homily, of philosophical, more personal understanding in terms of our avodas Hashem and how we go through life. So this pasuk can and should and will be understood through these three frames. In each frame, we can have three different approaches. In terms of parshanut, of understanding why would the Torah single out fire as a specific focus for the 39 malachos, we have a few options. One option of three is in the Ramban, Nachmanides, as well as the Rashbam and Ibn Ezra. And they point out that we single out fire because fire is something which is permitted on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook, so you're allowed to kindle a fire. So says the Ramban, the reason why we specifically identify it as a prohibited activity on Shabbos is to contrast it to Yom Tov. That's number one. Number two, says Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, because fire, when you kindle a fire, it doesn't look like much of a malacha. Certainly when you turn up and you raise a fire, you increase the fire, that doesn't seem like so much of a malacha, and therefore we need to identify it as a prohibited activity. And the third is the Sfarno. He says that usually fire is something which is destructive, and therefore it wouldn't be a violation of Shabbos. So comes the Torah and says, yes, even though it is oftentimes destructive, but for our purposes, for the purposes of constructive activity of Shabbos, it is also prohibited. So these are three different ways of learning this pasuk from a perspective of parshanut. Why would the Torah single out this specific iser? On the level of halacha, we also have three different ways of looking at it. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos and Daf Ayin asks the question and notes, why would the Torah single it out? And it has two opinions in the Tanaim, the sages of the Mishnaic period. Rabbi Nassan says, you know why it says, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vosechem? It's not anything specific about fire per se. It's that we need to single out one malacha to teach you that every single category of malacha, every main category of work is distinct and carries with it its own separate violation of Shabbos. You might think, says the Gemara, that if a person violated planting and plowing and writing all on one Shabbos, perhaps they would only be liable to bring one korban, one chatas, as an atonement for that. Says the Gemara, the reason why the Torah singles out a specific malacha, it is havara, it's kindling a fire, but it didn't have to be that one necessarily for this purpose. For halachic purposes, it's just telling you that every category of work is distinct and carries with it its own obligation to bring a korban chatas. The second opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, is actually that the malacha of Havara is specifically singled out to teach you that this malacha is less severe, and that it only carries with it the violation of a lav, of a negative commandment, but it doesn't have an obligation for a chatas. So here, the halacha is giving us two perspectives on this pasuk. Why is it singled out? Either lachalik, to teach you that each individual malacha is its own category, or lalav, to tell you that it is less severe. And the third halachic element here is in the words b'chol mosh v'sechem, where the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Yevamos, b'chol mosh v'sechem, in all of your dwelling places, including rabbinic courts, that they're not allowed to put people to death using fire. And the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Chaf that b'chol mosh v'sechem, this is only in the places where we live, but not in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, one would be allowed to kindle a fire to burn the limbs of the sacrifices. Now, Tosfos there discusses which precise limbs are we talking about, which sacrifices are the ones that we're burning their limbs. But the idea in halacha is that we look at this pasuk and we interpret it in three different ways. One is, lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'sechem, is to teach you that every malacha is distinct. Another one would be that the malacha of Havara itself is distinct and therefore less severe. And the third one is b'chol mosh v'sechem, that we have to teach you something about burning in different contexts. So now we have both a parshanut perspective and a halachic perspective. The third frame through which we are going to look at this is the frame of agada, the way that we interpret it in terms of our own approach to Avodas Hashem. So here are three different ways of thinking about this from a personal perspective. The first is from the Chida, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, the great Sephardic Gaon of the 19th century, who was actually an itinerant fundraiser. This Rosh Hashiva from Eretz Yisrael, who would travel around Europe, he wrote scores of Sfarim, and in his Sefer Lechem and Hashamayim, he says, Lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'sechem b'yom HaShabbos, do not kindle a fire in all of your communities on Shabbos. Why is that important? Because he quotes from the Gemara that the Gemara associates, God forbid, lo aleinu, the presence of destructive fires in the world with the violation of Shabbos. Now, obviously, we, unless we are prophets, we can't connect and create correlations of cause between events that we see and potential causes, but the Gemara associates these things all the time. And says the Chida, we should make sure, lo sevaru eish, don't cause there to be fires, make sure we observe Shabbos. A second beautiful interpretation is found in the Tur, in Rabbi Yaakov and Usher, in his commentary in the Tur HaKatzar, on the pasuk, lo sevaru eish, don't burn a fire on Shabbos. Says the Tur, there is a fire that burns during the week, so to speak, it's called the fire of Gehenim. Whatever that means, there is this fire that cleanses the souls, that purifies them in the world to come. But we have a tradition, says the Torah, that the fire of Gehenna doesn't burn on Shabbos. So lo sevaru eish, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am not burning my fire, the fire of Gehenna, on Shabbos, so too your fire should not be burning on Shabbos. And finally, a third approach within this third frame, the frame of Agada, is the beautiful teachings of Rabbi Hirsch Melech Dinov, the author of the Agra Dekala and the Bnei Yisrael. In Agra Dekala, in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, he says a beautiful idea, and others say it as well. Lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'sechem b'yom HaShabbos. Lo sevaru eish, do not have the fire of anger, of kas, in any dwelling, in any context on Shabbos. The fire of anger, the fire of machlokas, of disunity, even says the Agra Dekala, in a context in which it would be permitted to express, exhibit, or demonstrate anger during the week, that's not for Shabbos. And Shabbos is a beautiful day of menucha. There's no eish, there's no fire at all. So here we have three frames with three different aspects of interpreting this pasuk on Shabbos. In the parshanut level, we understand the Rashbam, the Ramban, and the Ibn Ezra, who say that it's teaching you that ochel nefesh, cooking, is prohibited on Shabbos. Rav Yosef Bechor Shor is saying it's because it doesn't look so much like a malacha, and the Sfarno is saying it's because it's generally destructive. Three elements within the first. Three elements of halacha, that it's either lachalik yatzos, it gives each individual category of malacha its own distinct violation, lalav yasas, that it's lower, it's only a lav, or b'chol mosh v'sechem, it has specific parameters in terms of location. And finally, three aspects in terms of the third frame, lechem et hashamayim, it's reminding us, says the Chida, not to violate Shabbos. The Torah teaches us that it reminds us not to violate Shabbos, not to have any fire, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have fire of Gehenna on Shabbos. And finally, the Agra Dekala, lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'sechem, that there shouldn't be any strife or argument or machlokas, no fighting, no anger, b'yom HaShabbos, in that day of peace and rest. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.